This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Witts with you. If you follow the world of tennis, the name Arthur Ashe will probably mean something to you. A real superstar. He won 5 Grand Slam finals, the first black tennis player to win the US Open, the Wimbledon and the Australian Open. But he was plagued with ill health over the last 14 years of his life. He died aged 50 in 1993, had a quadruple bypass operation, 1979, second bypass operation in 83. In 1988, he underwent emergency brain surgery. And the biopsy taken during the hospital stay revealed he had AIDS. And the doctors soon discovered that Arthur Ashe had contracted HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, from a blood transfusion that he was given during his second heart operation. It was a very sad loss to the tennis world. Arthur Ashe, admired by many for his exemplary behaviour on and off the court. People were amazed at his positive attitude. He knew, for example, he was dying with AIDS, yet he remained cheerful. Here's what he said: "I have been blessed in my life. I married a beautiful, gifted woman. I had a wonderful child." So Arthur Ashe didn't grumble about life despite the devastating news. And even today, Arthur Ashe has left behind a wonderful example. Now, I think it's important to have a grateful attitude every day. Have you got things for which you're grateful? The story is told of two friends, Bob and Eddie, who bumped into one another on the street. One day, Bob looked miserable, almost on the verge of tears, and Eddie said, "What's the world done to you, my old friend?" "Well, let me tell you," he said, "3 weeks ago, my long-lost uncle died and left me $40,000. "It's a lot of money," Eddie said. "Yeah, well," Bob said, "2 weeks ago, a cousin who I never knew died and left me $80,000. "Wow, you've been blessed," Eddie said. "But you don't understand," Bob said. "Last week, a distant aunt passed away. I inherited almost $250,000 from her." Well, Eddie by this time was confused. "Well, why do you look so gloomy?" And Bob said, "Well, this week, no one died." We've got to be grateful for what we have. People who make a daily or frequent habit of being thankful. This is what a report said. "And not only more joyful, they were healthier, less stressed, more optimistic, and more likely to help others." It was Oprah Winfrey used to say on TV, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough." And I think that does make sense. The psychological research shows that gratitude is consistently associated with greater happiness because gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, have better relationships, they deal better with adversity. Now, no one is born thankful. It doesn't come naturally to us. Sometimes, for some people, it doesn't come at all. It's a quality that must be fostered and nurtured. The Christian faith's got a lot to say about gratitude. The Bible is quite clear. Everything we own or have is given to us as a gift to be used by a loving God. So life is a gift from God to be treasured and used, not just for yourself, but for others. On the Simpsons, when Bart is asked how to offer thanks at the meal, he said, "Dear God, we bought all this stuff with our own money, so thanks for nothing." Well, Bart Simpson's prayer, I think, sums up the thoughts of our age. Often the more we have, the more likely to say, "Well, thanks for nothing." It could be we're never content and we want more and more. People whose lives are not marked with gratitude are often unhappy. It was C.S. Lewis who observed that grateful people are emotionally healthy people. And this is what C.S. Lewis said: "Praise almost seems to be inner health made audible." Have you noticed that the happiest people are those who are grateful to God for everything? And after all, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "Whatever happens, give thanks, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this." Heavenly Father, sometimes, Lord, I find it hard to have a grateful attitude, but I know it's something I have to do. So, Lord, help me to show it and to be a grateful person today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.